years or older to purchase.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go for another hour of Auto World on this Memorial Day, I was going to say, but I won't say it. Labor Day weekend. I don't know why. I'm just stuck in this Memorial Day frame of mind, like a New York state of mind. I'm in a Memorial Day state of mind on this Labor Day 2011 weekend. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our favorite guys. Got a very cool website. It's called iZoom.com. It's an online automotive, racing, and classic car community. It covers the whole gamut. He's also an author. He's written many books. One of the more recent books about the Camaro, the 2010 Camaro, and I know he's been working on a Ferrari book and always working on something, and we're going to be chatting with Larry Edsel momentarily. Meanwhile, we'll remind you of the telephone numbers and email address so you can get a hold of me. Here you go, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, email boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Also, we'll throw out a trivia question in this hour because we've been very neglectful of late in throwing out trivia questions. So why don't we do that right now? And whoever comes up with the answer to this particular trivia question is going to pick up a prize from another friend in Arizona from the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right. We're going to have Warren Tracy send you out something super special from the Busted Knuckle Garage. If you can come up with the answer to this question, what was the name of the Buick two-seater that was sold during the 1980s? It was a short-lived vehicle. It was available originally just as a coupe, and later, for a very short period of time, as a convertible. What was the name of that Buick two-seater that made its debut back in the 1980s? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, he is normally based in Arizona, but the last time we talked to him, he was on a beach in Florida. It's, where is Larry Edsel now? That is the question. Let's find out and bring forth the man himself, Larry Edsel. Larry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, except I'm going to cough every once in a while because I'm still getting over the whatever it was I caught on that beach in Florida. But I'm actually looking at the beach in Michigan right now. I'm just across the street from Lake Michigan, up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Excellent. Michigan is a very diverse state. I mean, there are so many lakes there. There's so many parts of Michigan. I'm nowhere near as familiar with it as you are, but there are some absolutely beautiful lakes in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, and where I am is a small resort that's 3 miles, west of the Mackinac Bridge, and we look out over the Lake Michigan, and we have a bunch of cabins back on the river through the woods, and it's a nice place to spend a couple weeks in the fall.
Oh, that sounds great. So what have you been up to, my friend? I know you've been taking some time off, and you've been going around to various automotive events, and of course you're always working on books. What's the latest with your Ferrari book? Is that ready to go?
Well, the Ferrari book, I actually have my first author's copies, I think, I'm not sure, but I think the official publication date is later this month or early October.
Fantastic.
And it's just called Ferrari. And it's part of Motorbook's what they call First Gear series. So it's sort of an intro to kind of book.
Excellent. Do you get into the story of Enzo himself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, we talk about Enzo and how he wanted to be an opera singer and didn't have the voice. And then he wanted to be a sports writer. didn't quite have the skills he needed, and ended up as an auto mechanic and race car driver, and, well, the rest of the story we pretty much know.
That's amazing. I didn't know that he wanted to be a sports writer. That's a...
Well, he actually, probably his first paying job was covering soccer, well, or as they call it in Europe, football, for the his local newspaper, and had bylines in the newspaper and everything.
Oh,
when he was a teenager.
That's funny. Bob Bondurant, another native of Arizona, with his school down there, the high performance driving school just outside of Phoenix, drove for Ferrari for a brief part of his career, and he's told me some very interesting things about Enzo. Like, one of the things that he told me when he was first interviewed by Enzo was the fact that he 100% understood English and could speak English, but refused to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that typical with a lot of European, let's say, executives that speak very good English, and also Asian car company executives who speak very good English, but want to have everything go through an interpreter, partly so they can more carefully consider their responses.
You know, that's true.
Unlike some of our athletes and executives here in this country.
Gives you a little extra time to formulate your thoughts. You're absolutely
exactly
right. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's our next caller in Iowa one more time?
We have Wendell in Waterloo.
Hi, Wendell Schmitz.
Wendell is in Iowa, joining us on New Stock 1540 KXEL. Hey there, Wendell. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Say hello to Larry. And you got any remedies for this cold that he picked up on the beaches of Florida? What would you recommend?
Oh, boy. I'm going to listen along and find out.
All right, we'll have you solve the trivia riddle instead. Buick kind of experimented a little bit during the decade of the 1980s with a two-seater. It was a coupe at first, and then it was available as a convertible as well. What was the name of that two-seater Buick?
I believe that was the Riata.
Yes, you are correct. Congratulations. We're going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, courtesy of our good friend Warren Tracy. Let me ask you a couple of questions I always love to ask my Auto World listeners. Number one, if you are in the market for a new vehicle today, a brand new car or crossover or sport utility or truck, and you weren't paying for it, perhaps you won the lottery or something along those lines, what new vehicle would you like to own?
That would be an easy one, a Dodge Challenger.
Oh, very good. A man after my own heart there. Would you get the top of the end one, the top of the line, the SRT8?
Without a doubt.
Very good. Have you got the color scheme all picked out too, or?
That has to be plum crazy.
Very good. How about in the realm of classic cars? I mean, if you could own one classic car to go alongside that brand new 2012 Dodge Charger, or Challenger, rather, SRT8, what would you buy in the realm of a classic car?
Oh, my. I guess that'd have to be if I could get my hands on a Superbird.
A Superbird, a very good choice. You do see those go through auctions from time to time, and boy, they bring a lot of money, don't they, Larry?
Yes, we'd only
do.
Put a few up
yes,
in the garage.
I actually saw one on the road about 2 weeks ago here in Michigan.
No kidding, just one motoring down the highways.
Just motoring down the road, yep.
Oh, isn't that something? Excellent. Well, hang on for Tom, and he's going to get all of your information, and Tom can email it over to me here at BobLongRadio@Yahoo, and we're going to send that off to Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. In the meantime, any big plans for the rest of your Labor Day weekend there in Iowa?
I'm working, Bob, just like you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Wendell, thank you so much for calling in. Well, we got that trivia question answered pretty quickly, Larry, so why don't we throw a more difficult one out on the other side. Matter of fact, we'll have you ponder it during this upcoming break here. See if you can come up with a trivia question. Not super hard, not super easy. Somewhere in the middle. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back and we're live on this Labor Day weekend. Here you go. Here's the telephone number, 800-259-9231. You can email me up at boblongradio@yahoo.com. Larry Edsel has got a very cool website, izoom.com. check that out, and we'll talk about some of the books that Larry has authored in the past. But, Larry, I gave you a little homework assignment there during the break. Why don't we have you come up with a trivia question for our listeners all around North America? Not too hard, not too easy. Somewhere in between.
Okay. Well, let's try this. The Ferrari emblem is the prancing horse.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo did not come up with that on his own. He was offered that by somebody. What? Just, you don't have to say the name of the person, but what were the circumstances that led to Enzo using the prancing horse as the emblem for Ferrari?
Oh, an interesting, very interesting question. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 or boblongradio@yahoo.com. Let's talk a little bit more about Ferrari. It's a great way to kind of lead up to the launch of this new book, and certainly once it's out, we'll have you back on for a full hour just to focus on the book. But the brand Ferrari, when you stop and think about it, I mean, outside of perhaps Coca-Cola, it is undoubtedly one of the most recognized brands and valued brands in the entire world.
Well, one of the things that I find fascinating is that with all the collector cars and the classic cars that are sold, let's just say at auction every year, 60 or 65% of the revenue comes from Ferraris.
Amazing.
And they're you know, when you stop and think about it, probably in the history of Ferrari, they didn't build as many cars as there were 57 Chevys.
Yeah.
You know, which is a very cherished classic car, and yet Ferrari generates, 60-65% of all the money at classic car auctions every year. It's just amazing, the interest and the desire to own a Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the recently concluded Pebble Beach auctions there with that 1957 Ferrari Testarossa, it was a race car nevertheless, but it went for a world record price, $15 million, Larry, just for an old race car.
And the thing, it was expected that was going to be, more than $10 million car. But the other thing that's really impressive, if you go down the list of all the million-dollar cars, mm-hmm. probably half or more of them were Ferraris. And some of them are Ferraris that, most people have never heard of, the model or whatever. But they are magic vehicles, and they have a magic name, especially when you consider that there aren't that many of them and that were ever built in the first place.
Oh, so true. Absolutely. When we go back and look at the history of Ferrari, certainly the best-selling Ferrari of all time, as far as I know, is still the Ferrari 308 328, unless that's been eclipsed in recent years. Larry, there haven't been that many Ferraris made in the history of the company.
Well, that's true, but there actually, when I got into doing this book, I found out there were more than I even thought there were. But a lot of them were just produced in handfuls, and especially the race cars, where there were just, maybe two or three of them ever built. And, and of course the Ferrari that I think really brought Ferrari to the American non-automotive public's attention was the Magnum Ferrari from the TV show.
Absolutely. I mean, there have been so many legendary Ferrari stories over the years, and I was out in Monterey for the extravaganza is the only way to put it, and I attended the Concorso Italiano event. That's the world's largest Italian car show, and it's kind of sensory overload when you look at all these great Ferraris parked to each other, and some people have driven great distances to show off these cars because, many of us, including myself, I mean, there was a time, that I dreamt someday maybe I could own a Ferrari. Some time in the back of my mind, even today I say, well, someday maybe I'll be lucky enough to own a Ferrari, but then you come back down to earth and you say to yourself, well, I'll probably never own one, but nevertheless, you have to dream about it,
Of course. And that's part of it. They are such dream machines. You know, there's not really ugly Ferrari. There's not slow Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just this wonderful mystique that probably every other auto company wishes it had.
Oh, that is absolutely true. And another thing that's interesting about Ferrari is the kind of rivalry between Ferrari and Lamborghini. Talk a little bit about that, Larry.
Oh, yeah, that's a delightful story. Lamborghini started out as a tractor manufacturer. Think of John Deere in the United States, and that's what Lamborghini was in Italy. And Mr. Lamborghini bought a Ferrari because he could afford to buy a Ferrari, and he didn't like the car. And so he went back to Mr. Ferrari and said along the lines of, you know, I don't like this car. I want my money back. I could build a better one anyway. And Ferrari basically told him, if you think you can, go ahead and try. And Lamborghini went back home and started building cars. And, you know, now we have Countaches and all those famous Lamborghinis. But the company started strictly because he bought a Ferrari and didn't like it. And there are several other car companies that have started the same way. And one of the, including car companies in the United States, Packard. That's the way Packard started. One of the Packard brothers bought a Winton, which was a big car at the turn of the last century, made in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it. He thought it was, you know, not that good. And he decided, well, I'll build my own car. And he did. And, you know, we all know the history of Packard and, you know, that it was kind of the Cadillac rival. And so there have been several other car companies like that where somebody's bought a car, didn't like it, said, well, I can do better, and went out and built their own car.
Now,
many have failed doing that, but there are several examples of, you know, and Lamborghini is probably the best known one.
Absolutely. Another interesting little side note about Ferrari, of course, we all, or at least a lot of us in the automotive realm, know the story of his son, Dino, a very talented engineer, and he died at a very young age. Tell our listeners a little bit about Dino.
Well, Dino was Ferrari's son, a very good engineer, worked... actually was pushing his father to develop a V6 racing engine. And, of course, you know, Ferrari was all V12s and that kind of thing, mainly at that time. So Dino worked with one of their engineers, got a lot of work done on this V6, died of a kidney disease. And then the car, the V6 was done, it raced, and then they put a V6 version of it into a production car that was called the Dino in honor of the deceased son. And,
amazing.
The Dino is still a gorgeous car.
Hold that thought.
Presents the grocery store.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
How much are the tomatoes?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On how much my produce manager says they are.
What?
Ludicrous, isn't it? Having no idea what something you're about to buy will cost? Then why accept it when buying a new car? Well, that ends today, thanks to TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com tells you what others paid for the exact same car you're looking to buy, and then they give you an even better price. And the best part is, you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Print it out, give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, get your new car.
So what did the produce manager say?
Well, he's got to talk to the store manager.
Log on to TrueCar.com today and see how much you can save.
Okay. Store manager talked to the produce manager, who talked to me.
How much are the tomatoes?
Well, these are really nice tomatoes.
Goodbye.
I'll make you a great deal.
Want a great price on a new car? You need the TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Get yours today, only at TrueCar.com. That's TrueCar.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body.
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL Security Group.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Larry Edsel is with us, noted automotive journalist. He's got a cool website, iZoom.com, author of many, many books. He's got a new Ferrari book just around the bend. That's why we're posing a Ferrari question in this hour, courtesy of Larry, and we're talking about some nuances of Ferraris in general. And Larry, why don't you throw out that trivia question one more time for us?
Okay. The prancing horse that we all know as the Ferrari emblem was not created by Ferrari. Somebody else had used it, and it was offered to Ferrari. And my question is, what were the circumstances? You don't have to know the name, but what were the circumstances of that prancing horse coming to Ferrari?
Excellent. Again, our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Larry, let's talk about another little secret. In addition to Dino, Enzo Ferrari actually had a son with another woman, a mistress, and his name is Piero, and he's part of the Ferrari company today, and this is like a whole interesting story in itself.
Yeah, I remember when Piero first showed up at Indianapolis, and my recollection is he came there as a part owner of an IndyCar team, and we were all very skeptical that this was, you know, really Ferrari's son, as he was telling us, because everybody knew about Dino, but nobody knew that there was a second son. And as it turns out, at some point, Enzo actually admitted that, yes, this is my son. And now Piero's very much a part of the company and very involved in the Ferrari business.
Interesting. And when you look at the thing that surprises me too is the emerging countries, as we like to call them, in the world of automotive sales, countries like China, countries like Russia, countries like India, you know, countries that it really, from an American standpoint of at least my generation, it just doesn't make any sense how these vehicles could be selling in huge amounts. But the fact of the matter is Ferrari is really carving, you know, quite a niche, not only in the Middle East and not only, of course, here in North America, but in these emerging markets like China, you know, which is still, as far as I know, a communist country.
Well, yeah, although I was just reading a few minutes ago that China has, I want to say, 180 known billionaires.
Oh, jeez.
And tens of thousands, if not more than 100,000 millionaires. And while many of us here don't realize that, the car companies certainly do. And Ferrari is nothing if not very aware of where its customers are. And so, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know, in the Middle East, you know, we think of the Middle East as being, you know, oil and sand, but there's a lot of roads there too, and there's a lot of money, and they buy a lot of exotic cars to the point that there are the wealthy in the Middle East countries will order specially built cars, you know, like, and they might order, you know, I want six of them like this, but I want this instead of that. And the car companies will do it because there's so much money involved.
Isn't that something? Wow. When we look at the history of Ferrari, too, of course, we can't overlook racing. I mean, this was so much a part of the DNA of Enzo. I mean, he really lived to race, and really, as far as I know, really didn't set out to be a car for the street. It was really more of a racing car. He built the street cars.
Enzo Enzo had been a race car driver, had been the manager of the Alfa Romeo racing team when it was, you know, at its peak. And what he wanted to do was build his own race cars.
Yep.
And he had no really interest in building street cars. But it just happened, this was back in the days before there were sponsorship deals with corporations paying, you know, to have cars built and stuff, that, you know, he realized that he could take his race cars and sell them and or build extra race cars and sell those, and then he'd have money to build mixtures race cars. and that's how he got started. He was building racing cars, and back in that time in Europe, you could drive racing cars on the street a lot. And people kept coming to him saying, well, I want this, I want this. And he started building cars. Although, I think pretty much for his entire life, his primary interest was not in building cars to sell, but in building cars to race. That was his driving force. And other people there were doing the marketing and the sales and all that kind of stuff. And Enzo just wanted to race. That was where his passion was.
Interesting. And it also is interesting, too, that, you know, that when you look at the collectability of some of these supercars, I mean, Ferrari really, of course, they're all supercars in a way, but when you look at the ultimate supercar market, it was really the Ferrari 288 GTO, followed up by the F40 and the F50 and the Enzo, and God only knows what is around the bend that really has prompted these companies to make these really expensive, low production cars, whether it's a Carrera GT from Porsche or a Ford GT from Ford or a Bugatti Veyron. They were the ones that invented this kind of hyper niche within already a very niche business.
Oh, absolutely. And when you consider the fact that there are so few places you can really drive one of those cars the way it's meant to be driven. And basically, unless you live someplace where you have access to a racetrack, or, you know, once upon a time there were no speed limits in Montana, and you could take a car to Montana and drive it as fast as you want, but there's so few people that can drive those cars the way they're meant to be driven. But then, too, that's one of the nice things about a car, say, like a Ferrari or a Porsche, where, you know, they are really built to be go to the track. You know, they're built with that in mind. you know, unlike a typical car where, you know, if you took it to the racetrack, you'd probably, you know, destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Ferraris are engineered for that kind of performance. So are Porsches and you know, that handful of cars in that kind of elite sports car group.
Why don't we throw out that trivia question one more time for folks, and maybe we might have to give a little bit more of a hint. Why don't we do both of those?
Once upon a time, Ferrari was visiting his mother's hometown, and he saw another vehicle that on the side of the vehicle, it had the prancing horse. He met the person who had owned the vehicle's mother, and she was so taken by Ferrari's interest in this vehicle and her son's story, her late son's story, that she offered Ferrari to use the prancing horse on his race cars. So my question is, what kind of vehicle was the prancing horse on? It's not a car, but it's a vehicle.
Very good. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around all of North America. And if you're listening overseas, we've got a toll-free overseas number, too. I'll look that up during the break. 800-259-9231. So you got the Ferrari book under your belt, and have you got plans for another book after this one?
Well, John Lamb from Road and Track has a book coming out about 365 sports cars that you have to drive, and or that you at least want to drive. And I worked with him on that. And I also worked with Automotive News on a book that they're publishing in Europe. Automotive News Europe asked their readers in Europe to pick their favorite cars from every decade since the car began. And they had to pick, how was it? There were two cars per decade, I think. I can't remember if one was a sports car and one was a sedan or what the differentiation was. Anyway, I've written a bunch of that text for them. And Automotive News is also coming out with a 100 Years of Chevrolet special issue that I did a lot of work on. But other than that, most of what I'm doing right now is magazine and newspaper and web stuff. And I don't think we have any books in the works, although we're talking about
it. I'm sure you will. Hold that thought. This is Auto World.
Two lips touching together.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Larry Edsel, noted auto journalist, author, and the man with the cool website, iZoom.com. So, Larry, you mentioned before the break there, you've been writing some articles for some magazines and websites. Any new vehicles that you've driven recently that you'd like to tell us about, or any other cool stories?
Well, yeah, I was recently in the Mini Countryman, which is the what I call the Maxi Mini. it's the biggest of the Mini. It has four-wheel drive, and it's basically the Mini's version of a sport utility vehicle. And fortunately, the one I was driving was the John Cooper S version. So it was like a little rocket ship with four-wheel drive, and it was a hoot. And I was very favorably impressed with the car. Another car I've driven recently, in your first listener was talking about wanting a Challenger, was the Mopar 11 Charger.
Oh, tell us about that.
Now, what this is, last year, Mopar, you know, the parts and service and hot rod parts,
sure,
part of Chrysler, did their own for the first time. They've been around for 73 or 74 years. But last model year, for the first time, they did their own car. And they took a Dodge Challenger and built 500 of them that are labeled not as Dodge Challengers, but as Mopar 10 Challengers, with all kinds of goodies and stuff on them. And they sold out in, I think it was 2 hours, the 500 orders.
Wow.
So this year they decided they would do it again. And this year, because there's a new Charger, they did the Mopar 11 Challenger, or Charger. And they thought they would build 1,000 of them based on last year's interest. And they ended up cutting off the orders at 1,500. And that was a 2-day process.
They
sold out in 2 days.
Amazing.
And it's a very cool car. You know, it's got the 5.7-liter Hemi. But they've done some things to it. It has a unique grille, a unique front fascia, a unique spoiler, some other stuff on the body. And the cars are all black with a blue racing stripe. But the thing that's cool about the racing stripe is not only does it go over the car, it goes through the car, so that on the driver's seat and the left rear passenger seat, the racing stripe goes on the seat itself.
Oh, that's very interesting.
It's just the racing stripe goes straight through the car. It's very cool what they've done. It's got all kinds of go-fast stuff on it, a pistol grip shifter, and I got to drive it. I went down to Mopar's toy shop where they do all this stuff down by Detroit, and they said, well, take it, go drive it. And I thought I'd just maybe drive back to Phoenix with it, but they actually wanted it back. So unfortunately, I had to give it back.
Oh, that's too bad, Larry.
But it was a very cool piece. And the thing that was that I really liked about it was the kind of car that it was comfortable to drive on Detroit's rough expressways. And yet, if you got like on an on-ramp and you wanted to hammer it, it was very exciting. You could burn rubber all day with it. So it's the kind of car that you could take, you could take it to the drag strip for Friday night drag races and then drive it to work every day. Although my understanding is most people that are buying it are doing that for a couple times and then they're putting it away in their collection. So
yeah,
since there's only 1,500 of them.
I'm not surprised. That's pretty low.
And apparently, I think what Mopar wants to do is to do one of these every year for the next few years.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
It's great to see some of these, affordable collectible or semi-affordable collectible vehicles out there because, so much of the real cool stuff these days is out of the price range of the average folks.
Excuse me. And this car was very affordable. It was, mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
And for everything that's got on it. And it has... The suspension stuff they've done to it is stuff that you could only do on the assembly line. Because I said to them, well can't somebody just buy all the parts from you and do the same thing?
Yeah.
And they said no, because of some of the things they did internally to the car, it would have to be done on an assembly line.
No kidding.
As the car is being built. So these are very, I don't want to say unique because there's 1,500 of them, but, the idea was very unique.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231, that's our toll-free line from all across North America. And we'd love to hear from you if you have the answer to the trivia question. One more time, Larry, we'll have you give it out. And if nobody calls or emails within the next few moments, we'll have you answer the mystery question for us.
Okay. The Prancing Horse, which is the Ferrari emblem, was not something Enzo Ferrari created. It was something that was given to him. It came off another vehicle and was given to him by the mother of the driver or person that was in this vehicle. Because Enzo respected this person and what this person had done. And my question is, what kind of vehicle was it? It was not a car. So my question is, where did this prancing horse come from?
Very good. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from all across North America, so we would absolutely love to hear from you with the answer. You can take a guess. Don't be afraid. Larry, let's talk a little bit about some vehicles that you haven't driven, but you're looking forward to getting into. Anything out there? I know for myself, I haven't been in the new Audi
A7. I'll be heading back, to Phoenix in a few weeks, and I'm already starting to line up what I'm going to drive when I get there.
Oh, tell us.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to is on my way to the SEMA show this year,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do some off-roading in southern Nevada. And there's a publishing company called Swagman that's based in Colorado, and they do the best off-road guidebooks I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So their new book is on southern Nevada, and I don't think people realize that if you're in Las Vegas, you're within 40 miles of some great off-roading.
Mm.
So I'm going to go explore some of the off-road trails and I'm not quite sure what the vehicle is yet, but in some kind of a 4x4, and I'll be writing about that. And I've been talking to some people in Phoenix about what they're driving, and they've got some really cool cars and some new Mustangs and things like that. So I'm eager to get home and get back behind the wheel.
That sounds great. And, of course, folks can monitor all the activity at iZoom.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got a couple of guesses floating in via email, and so far no one has got the correct answer yet, so we'll keep it out here just for one more moment or so. In addition to the SEMA show, anything else on your automotive calendar in the coming weeks?
Yeah, there's the SEMA show, and then a couple weeks later is the LA Auto Show, and we're also putting together the schedule for the Phoenix Automotive Press Association for the year. Because they've convinced me to come back and be president again after a few years away from the presidency. So we got a really good calendar that we're working on, some really good some really good meetings. And our first, we're going to, in January, we're going to do our first meeting open to the public. Every year we do a Arizona auction preview panel, and it's been so successful internally that we're going to open it up to the public and hold it in the auditorium of the Phoenix Art Museum.
Oh, wow.
So we're very excited about that. And we're going to do it as a fundraiser for the museum. And we'll have a panel of experts who will talk about the state of the classic car hobby and give a preview of all the auctions in January.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful event, definitely. Well, Larry, we'll have you give us the answer to the question once again. Recap the question and tell us the correct answer.
Okay, the question was, where did the prancing horse come from that Ferrari used on his cars and became the symbol of Ferrari? And it came from a World War I Italian fighter pilot, an ace, who died. And Ferrari saw one of his airplanes with this prancing horse one time when he was visiting his mother's hometown. He met this late aviator's mother. She was very impressed by the way Ferrari, you know, respected her son and what he'd done and his aircraft. So she said to him, would you like to use this prancing horse on your car, race cars? And that's where the prancing horse came from that is now the Ferrari emblem.
Oh, that's a great
story. It was on this guy's airplane. It was, you know, like his emblem on his airplane.
Interesting. I bet you you've educated a lot of people on that one here tonight, and we can't wait for the book to come out, and we'll have you back for a full interview on the book. The book name, once again, is?
It's just Ferrari.
Just
and
Ferrari.
It's part of Motorbook's First Gear series.
Wonderful. Well, Larry, I hope you feel better. Didn't mean to impose on you with your cold there, but you're
okay.
A trooper. Thank you so much for your time here today.
You bet. Anytime.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.